I've got to ask you about the name. How did you come up with the name of the Chondriacs?
Well, we didn't come up with it. It was actually our wives, and it's probably no surprise. You know, we're a couple of guys in our 40s.
Well, I'd never think that.
No, thank you. And people that say stuff like that will lie about other things as well. We just jammed in Tony's kitchen, and then we found we could write songs, and it went well. Mm-hmm. And then when we decided to go public with that, we knew we needed a name, and I started looking into names, and everything seemed so pretentious for a couple of blokes in their 40s. Mm. And our wives just took the mickey out of us, called us the Chondriacs.
Yeah.
And it stuck. And that's it. Men of a certain age.
Don't say that. I don't know. So the thing is, you can't think like that. You've just got to think. Because the thing is, this is the problem. People of 20, they don't realise. Anybody, when you say, like, how old you are, they go, well, you're practically dead, like heading on the roller coaster of death. But the thing is, when you get, like, my mum's in her 80s, and she still says that she looks in the mirror and goes, who's this old woman? She does look incredibly well, the old bat. But she said, you still feel the same. You still feel the same inside. You still do the stupid things. It doesn't, just because you're older, doesn't mean that you...
Still boys.
Yeah.
Hmm? Still boys.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're quite right.
That's what we love doing this, probably, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, do you never played before then? Had you not been sort of...
I have. I've been in bands most of my life, really, since early teens. But I've played an array of instruments. I was a drummer in a couple of bands. We released some stuff as well. That was in the late 90s and the mid-90s. And then, family life took over. I didn't do anything for a while. And I just picked up the guitar, started playing the guitar for the first time last week. No, I'm joking. And started writing songs, which I hadn't done for years. And then met up with Tony through our kids in the same class at junior school.
Oh, right.
And just kind of hit it off as friends, but then also found he's got a blinding voice.
Yeah.
Can write a really good lyric and a really good melody, and we just worked off each other.
Just feed off each other.
Yeah. So we've been having a great time doing it.
How long have you been together for then? Has it been quite a few years or
sort
not?
Sort of more formally, I guess probably 2 years.
Mm.
We've written a lot of songs.
Yeah.
I mean, we write a lot.
Yeah.
Probably about 3 or 4 songs a week.
Yeah.
So then the issue is, which ones do you then do something with? Because we've got a lot.
We do number 2 probably.
Lovely. Yeah. You need to stand still. You're jumping
every,
about all over.
Every Monday, don't we?
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
That's rock and roll, isn't it?
Monday's
every
Monday.
That's rock and roll.
Monday
Monday's the day.
Over a cup of tea.
Creation.
So are your wives okay? They're not, because sometimes you can get the wives. I know, because I've played in bands, and sometimes the wives in bands, like, they come along to rehearsals, always know that band member's not going to last very long in the band. They have to go.
Yeah, sort of the owner
They sort of, yeah, just stand. So are you lucky? Do you have like a room where you can sort of go and we've got 2 hours or something on a Monday where you can rehearse?
Because I'm a cab driver, I actually do nights, so we get the mornings free.
Yeah.
My wife's a florist, so she's gone during the day.
Yeah.
But she's all for this. She loves this. I love my wife as well. She's beautiful. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's put a lot of pressure on me saying the same thing now.
I would say
that.
Something now, because your wife would be expecting
to say
something.
Yeah, and also now if I say it, it doesn't sound genuine either, so you're really stuffed.
Sorry, Pete. Sorry.
I'll try and mention it a little bit later.
Yeah, I will.
Try and mention it later.
We do get time to... We create every week. We just keep writing. And I write every day in the cab.
Mm.
You know, sitting on them ranks.
Yeah.
I just write and write. I love it.
Right, what's the first number you're going to do? And tell us how this song came about.
Well, you should probably take this one. It's called When You're Gone.
It's called When You're Gone. And it was probably 5 Saturdays ago. My wife went early in the morning. And usually when I come home, we sort of cross.
Yeah.
I've got in bed, gone asleep. I could hear the car go. Usually I'll get up to the window. She waves. I'll wave back. But I missed her that day. Yeah,
I think I'm going to be sick.
I know, he's a bit...
He's Terry Topping you there,
isn't he? This is our film, and I'll just pick the book up, and I wrote this. This is when I wrote this.
Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
Well, I woke up this morning with a weary head, looked out my window from an empty bed. I remember thinking, as I felt my heart sinking, it's gonna be another day long. All I want is just another moment, a minute where I can feel your love. I wanna spend a whole day with you in there. How can I love you, baby, when you're gone? Want no time alone to ever write a song, 'cause inside my head I know my time is gone. pour myself a drink. It's only then I think it's gonna be another day alone. Love it when it comes to Sunday morning, lying in the bed that we both share. And when I tickle on your skin, I wonder where your mind has been. But at least it's not another day long. All I want is just another moment. I'm in there where I can feel your love. I wanna spend a whole day with you in there. How can I love you, baby, when you're gone? How can I love you, baby, when you're gone? La 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 la. I just wish that I was good at reading, understand the thoughts inside your mind. La 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 la.
Woohoo! Give yourself a round of applause. It doesn't, this is not, it's just real mind. That is the Condriacs.